Chapter 6 Alahar the Alien. B. Harrison Tetwiler III wasn't your garden variety crook. For one thing, most crooks, if you don't count politicians, aren't born rich. Stinky had been conceived dead center in the unending river of money that flowed from the invention of the perfume strip. It's safe to say that without Stinky's family, global fragrance sales would be substantially lower, and it would be possible to sleep in the same room as a copy of Vanity Fair. Stinky's legend said he'd tried to lead the straight life of a worthy heir, had tried to diversify the perfume strip industry into niche markets such as paperback aromatherapy books, fried chicken ads for a national chain, and most memorably, celebrity sweat. He'd somehow gotten hold of a t-shirt that had belonged to Tom Cruise, and he hired a chemist to create a molecule that smelled precisely like the cloth that had once brushed against Tom's armpits. And then he inserted the strips into a few million copies of Entertainment Weekly as a come-on for people who might like to subscribe to the Star's Sweat of the Month Club. He'd already lined up a year's worth of media personalities, mostly people who were at a point in their careers where they were waiting in vain for a call from celebrity rehab. But it was not to be. Stinky was served with a cease and desist order by the Church of Scientology, which claimed that a person's biological fragrance remains mystically connected to, and is thus part of, the person's operating thetan, whatever that is, and Stinky's business was nipped in the bud. Thus embittered, people said, Stinky turned to a life of crime, a tragic story of decline.